morning. If you would have Shabbos, the Pachet, the Medalef, Zura Shab Simui, the Shui Shekdimi Yisru Nasa Lenishma, Shas Yidin, or Maxim Nasa Lenishma, Pui Shishim Ribbon Shemalacha Shudis, the Halechav, the Eichav, the Yisru, they came Shishim Ribbon Maluchem, Koshi Loishnai Kisudem, Eichav Keneged Nasa, Eichav Keneged Nishma. The crown, each yid is two crowns, one keneged naseh and one keneged nishma. The Muda says in Yidin v'chaytev l'chet v'aygel yodi mayu v'esam riboy malach chabul le'pirkam, came down the maluchem, no malach ha'shudas the tzadatoy malach chabul le'pirkam, and they took them away from the Yidin. Shneima v'yisnatzni b'nai Yisrul es edyom, the Klal Yisrul took off as Edyom, the crowns that were adorned with, Mahar Chayre, which they received, Mahar Chayre, by Har Sina. So the Gemara says, Umar Rabbi Yochanan, what happened with the Kesudim? They didn't take them back to Shemayim. Kilon Zucha Moshe V'Natnam. Moshe was Zoycha in the Kesudim. And the Gemara says, Shlukish, Usta Kodesh Baruch Hu Lehachse Lun. Kodesh Baruch Hu B'machse the Kesudim Leusta Lovay LeKlal Yisrael. Shneima Ipidiyah Hashem Yeshivin Bu Yitziyah Bidenu V'Simchas Oylam Adoshim. The Simcha Hashem Oylam, the Simcha that was when Bahar Sinai, when we speak to Kesudim, Adoshim will be back again on the heads of the Klal Yisrael. Omar the Beluza says, B'shul Shekdimi Yisrael Nasa Nishma. B'shas Yidin w'maktim nas v'nishma yotzu baskoi v'omulhan mi gilu v'buna yzod zeh, who was megala to my son the Klal Yisrul yzod zeh, this soid shemalach ha'shuris mishtam shibo, to say nas v'koidin v'nishma is a thing that's shayach to maluchim. T'chsev baruch Hashem maluchim giboi da koyach ois d'vuda, first maluchim are oisim nas, and then l'shmoya b'koy d'vuda. That the Gemara says, the tapiach batzai haya, Yisrul al-mimshle the tapiach. Ma tapiach there, which Toysi says means an esrig, is pidyo koydim le'alav, av Yisrul hiktimi na'as le'nishma. So see, the Gemara is maflik in the goydim le'madraig of Klal Yisrul that they were maktim na'as le'nishma. So let's go more actually in the pshat of the Hikdimi Yisrael Na'as Nishma. When did Eden say Na'as Nishma? Pashtus from the Gemara Tzmashma, they said it before Kabbalah Satoide. Hikdimi Yisrael Na'as Nishma. Look in the Sikhsadza. The last week said it says Na'as. By Yisrael, let's just see the side in last week's Sikhsadza. The Chodesh Sivan, Yidin came to Har Sinai. The Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Yidin, "The Yisem Yisigilu after the Yisem Asher Sisil in Mitzrayim, if you be mekabel the Chodesh, the Yisem Yisigilu mikalu amem, v'atem tili mamleches kahane v'goy kudesh." To give over to the Yidin the malice of Klal Yisrael if they be mekabel the Chodesh. He told them everything. Pashut means everything that the Yidin, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to you about us being the Kabbal the Toyder, as the Yidin is the Gilu Mikalu Amim, Naseh will be Mekabal it, and therefore will be Mekabal the Toyder. Yushev Moshe Sibru Omel Hashem. And then, again, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu the myth of Prisha and Hagbula. They should prepare themselves for 3 days. And then after this, Kabbalah Satoide. So you have it says, Naaseh, the Chodesh Sivan, when the Eden came to Har Sinai, and Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yisrael is to give him Mikol Wamim Bechidi. And this is said in, right at the end, Kapitel Chof Dalet, Well, Moshe Oma Alay Al Hashem Ato Ahana Benud Vavi Vayuva Moshe Vayisapa Luam Es Kol David Hashem Es Kol HaMishputim ויעני כל ועום כל איכות ויועני כל הדבודים אשר דה בהשם נעשה. Then it says, when Rabbeinu wrote, as Kol David Hashem, he built in his bayach. The makiv kabunis, when Rabbeinu put chatzi hadam in kelim, chatzi hadam zuk in his bayach. He took a seifa abris. He yikdu ba'oz da'yom va'yomri kol ha'shedeh ba'Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. He even said everything Kodesh Baruch. He said na'aseh v'nishma. So if we go according to the side the ha'parshis, it seems that this Na'aseh v'nishma is after Kabbalah Satayda. After Kabbalah Satayda, he didn't say Na'aseh v'nishma. So Rashi hit on the Pusik. Alay says it's like a Sibram. Parashah Zin Namel Koydim Aseh Sadibris. This Parashah said Koydim Aseh Sadibris. If it Dalit B'Sivin Namel Le Alay. It's on Dalit Sivin. So Rashi is a Chiddush, but this parsha is a Leike Siddur. It should come before Kabbalah Satayde, before the Nesina Satayde, and Leich Hashem Lekeichu. It should say this parsha of Na'aseh v'nishma. So what's the Saida? So let's explain according to Rashi. According to Rashi, it says, "Vayitzapalu Ames Kol Devar Hashem Beskol Hameshputim." So Rashi says, "Prisha v'hagbule." Rosh Rabbeinu told in the midst of Prisha, the midst of Hagbule. And the Yidin said, "Kol hadvule machshede b'Hashem nase," means the mitzvah of prishe v'hagvule. Then, the next day, b'hai b'sivn, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down, says Rashi, "Sheva mitzvah shenitztavi ben anoyach v'shabes v'kibedah v'pudadim, all the dinim shenitlehem b'mude." And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down, "Mibedayshis." Until what happened now, they made the site of this, and even said as a koil asher deba Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. So according to Rashi, comes out the choyde three times. Even said na'aseh, and one time they added on v'nishma. So according to Rashi, the site goes like this: first, it came as choyde shivim to Har Sinai, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, sent a message to the Eden. He took them out of Mitzrayim. If they'll be mekabel the Torah, they'll be segilim mikol u'amim, mamleches kahane migol kudosh. And Eden said, "Koyle hadvud mashadei b'Hashem na." So we accept upon ourselves this inin of kabulis haTorah. Then that was the Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Okay. Then Dalit Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, "Mitzvah hagbule and prisha." So Eden said again, "Koyle hadvud mashadei b'Hashem na." The mitzvah of prisha v'agbule will be makabel the side. We won't be over the side of nisinat haTorah. However, Kodesh Baruch Hu says we should be misnayed in hachun and the kabulat haTorah that will makabel. High seven, he came down and he was kodesh bris. He was kodesh bris. The Eden, he built him his bayach. He wrote from bereishis till mishputim. He was Makiv Kabunas, and Eden said, "Koyd hadvudim asher deba Hashem nasu." We mekabel what Kodesh Baruch Hu said until now. Mi bedayshes ad mishputim v'nishmu, and we'll be mekabel from now on whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu has to say by Kabunas haTorah. The Ramban argues on Rashi. The Ramban says it's not mistabim, it can't time him to say this pshat. The first of the Gosh Lekhi Siddon is not masking with the Ramban, and also the Ibn Ezra and the Rashbam. So they learn Faket. Koy Yidin said, Na'aseh before Kabbalah Satayda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseidus HaDibris. After the Aseidus HaDibris, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, he should from now on hit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Torah and give it to them. They're scared to hit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Levadoi, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was makif kabunas and kodesh bris im Yisroel. So according to Ramban, the Eden said na'aseh v'nishma straight after kabunas haTorah. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh here on the Pesukim. He says also, but the Pasha Mashmur Tapsikim is Mashmur Nasa Nishma was after Kabbalah Satayda. But from the Gemurah, he says, Mashmur was Kaidin Kabbalah Satayda. He brings the Gemuda that when the Eden said, Nasa and Nishma, there were Koisha two Kisuda, and therefore it's Mashmur was Koide Kabul Zatoide. Where's the Mashmur from the Gemuda that's Koide Kabul Zatoide? Maybe the two Kisuda were after Kabul Zatoide. The Tereth says, because the Gemuda says afterwards, by his Natsli Benai Yisruel is Edyom, the Eden took off the Kisuda, Maha Koide, that were Makabul, Baha Koide, that's Mashmur, the Makabul is Baha Sinai before Kabul Zatoide. And therefore, it's a shver according to the Rambam. Another kasha shver under the Rambam is the Gemara says in Chagiga that the kabunas the were makriv were lefnai hadibba. Yes, the lefnai hadibba. According to the Rambam, the kabunas Moshe Rabbeinu was makriv was after kabunas hatoy. Our kabunas we have a machlokes here whether nas the nishma, which everybody learns usually, that means nas the nishma. He even said before kabunas hatoy nas the nishma. According to the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, the Rashbam, the Klayuka, according to Chacham Esvad, Kabulis HaToyde, and then he didn't said Nasa the Nishma. Masha'ayin kani kudin to Rashid, or Chaim HaKudish, the Pashas Mashmuz HaGimuda, is that the Yidin were maktim Nasa the Nishma, Koyden Kabulis HaToyde. But Amazon, and Pshat, even according to Rashid and Ramban, it's Shveh, what's the Gemuda Maflik Bishul Shektimi Yisru Nas Lelishma. Let's say according to Ramban it's Avadishra. He didn't first had Kabulis HaToyde Yaseyes HaDibdes, and then they said Nas Lelishma. So what's the Shvach? He didn't want Maktim Yisru Nas Lelishma. Unless you say since it was after Yaseyes HaDibdes and they didn't hear the rest of the Tayyak Mitzvahs, that's a Shvach. It's a bit schwer to say this is the Goydel HaShvach, they only said it after they had Kabulis HaToyde. But let's go even according to Rashi. How does Rashi learn? Moshe Rabbeinu made the Sefer Bris. He wrote from Bereishis until Mishpatim. So, what we can learn push-up shot. Kol Asher Dibba Hashem Nase. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us until now, Emuda, Kibedar, Pudavim, all the dinim, Nase, we will be Mekayim. Venishma, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says from now on, Venishma will be Mekabel. So what's the Goydel HaShvach according to Rashi and according to Ramban of Bishul Shekdimi Yisrael Na'as Lishma? So we can say either two, push it out Peter Pshat, and say either two Pshutim. One could say when the Gemara says Bishul Shekdimi Yisrael Na'as Lishma, it doesn't mean the Na'as Lishma this week said it when he even said Kodesh Adav Hashem Na'as Lishma. It's referring, according to Rashi, we said, Eden said three times Nasa before Kabbalah Sateh. So the first time it said Nasa was by Yosh Chodesh Tevin, they were Makabal, that they will be Makabal the Toyda. Later on, when it said Nasa the second time, it was with the Pishu Akbula, the third time was on the Kabbalah Sabris, the Saif Abris. The Gemuda means to say that Eden said Nasa before Nishma. In other words, instead of saying Nishma will hear the Nasa and then will say, they said we'll do it even without hearing. The Chayde, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Amin was miskaited with Ruv. They said, Ya'am Pazizah. First you say Nasa, then you hear, then you say Nishma. So we see, it's Mashav and the Gemara, what's the Iker Chiddush of Nasa and Nishma? They even said we'll do before we hear Nasa with Makabul. So could be the Gemuda means, and this is what I found the Taka Shem the Saif Afiki Yehida learns Taka Af Taka the Kasha according to Zasha, what's the Chedesh according to Rambam, which Nasa Nishma we going on. So he says it talking Taka on the first Nasa, and the Ikke Chedesh is that Yehida said Nasa before even the Herd, and the Amis and the Shtekel Medika the Gemuda. The Gemuda doesn't say Bishu Sha'omri Yisro Nasa Nishma. If the Gemara would say Bishusha Omri Yisro Nasa Venishma, he'd have often the kasha of the Rabban for the Gemara. Then it says Nasa Venishma Shomri. The Gemara just says Bishusha Hekdimi Yisro Nasa Venishma. Bishas Yidin were Makdim Nasa Venishma. So you can learn very Gishma Pshat the Gemara. But the Yidin were Makdim, they said Nasa even before they said Nishma. Nishma they said later on. The hearing of the Torah they spoke about much later. First they spoke about the Kabbalah Sateh. Is that the Shul Shekhtimi Yisro Nasa Nishma? the kind of a chiddush. The Gemara speaks about b'shul shetimi yitzu nasa nishma. The Gemara is meskaven to the first nasa on the shchaydish sin. And we may not be the Rabban as well. The only shibikasha on this is because the Gemara says he is zoicha to two kesudim, one keneged nasa, one keneged nishma. According to this, it's a bit shver, because if he's saying that the only chesed or makdim nasa. Nasa and Nishma, so why two kesudim kenegin Nasa, kenegin Nishma, as Masha they said, actually said Nasa and Nishma. So, what can learn a different way, that by Emerson the Gemara learned, the Rash is Mephadish the Puse Kifi Pshita. Nasa is referring to Mebedaishis Ad Mishputim, and Nishma is referring to Mekan and Lahavu. The Gemara learns definitely Pshat. The Gemara learns of Hidrash. Nase means will be Mekabal the Toide, and Nishma means after it will hear the Leike Pirish Rash. And the Emes is other Yishoyim learn definitely to Rash. Rashbam learns Nase means Mitzis Eser, the Nishma means Kabul is Leisis, because Nishma means will Mekabal not to do. Nase means Asir. So you see there could be different Pshutim in Nase and Nishma. The Gemara learns Nase and Nishma means Nasa doesn't go on the from Bedaishis to Mishputim. Nasa goes to Kabbalah Satoida, and Nishma also goes to Kabbalah Satoida. But that would be the Leike Ramban, because Mashma that the Nasa and Nishma was before Kabbalah Satoida. So Kunt Ramban the Choida either to Machlikis the Gemuda with his chat, so then maybe he holds this Mezush Chalikim, or Nasa and Nishma means Nasa and Choidish Sivan. According to Rashi, we can say two Pshutim. Either it means Bishushek Dimi Yisrael Nasa when they said Nasa and Shchaydish Sivan, or it means Nasa on High Sivan, and it means that Rash Nasa Koyde Nishma. But Emerson mentioned before the Gemuda even says come up with Chaydish like Rash. The Gemuda says the High Sivan Bune Mizbayach. Rosh Hashanah is Bune Mizbayach. It's Mashmaket. But Chlal the Gemuda goes according to Rash. It's another Kash in the Pirush Rambam. Let's push it the pshat when the Eden said Nasa and Nishma, and to which Nasa and Nishma are referring. But now I have to understand what's the hafluga, what's the madraige Eden were makdim Nasa and Nishma. Before we said the push it the pshat, which is Mashma in the Gemud itself, the schis is Nasa, they said will be makabul even before Nishma, before Timas Yishun and Tanchem. Eden had the minna, if I could is Baruch, with Mitzvah, the Teide, Al Kochach, Eden will be. Yuchay lekaim or lekabla, and it will be too difficult for them to be memoyte nefesh. Memayle, this is the Yidin were makdim nasa lenishma even before the hell. If we can be mekaim at the loy ki imes roilam, which they are, who they ask mak sivba. Bamos in the mefoshim of mazba kama in yunim in the akdum al nasa in the imnu akdum al nasa lenishma, and Kunde Pshat, it's a gili in the Indian of Kabbalah's Toide Vahamitzis. We say Light Paisach, Ili Nusa Kibunin Lepnei Arsinai, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought us before Arsinai, Veloi Nusa Lunias HaToidu Dayayini. If he would have bought us before Har Sinai, and even if he wouldn't have given us the Toivah, the Ayayin would also been a Toivah, we would be making Toivah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Sres of Kavunin at Har Sinai. The Farshim asked, what's this, the only Male of Kavunin at Har Sinai is the Yidim of Makabal the Toivah. Well, how is Shaykh to say, Ili Kavunin at Har Sinai, but no Nusa Lunin at Har Toivah, the Ayayin? Come the Farshim, the embassy itself is ready mitzchadish to the Alshach HaKudosh. This week said the dividend Moshe, Saifa dividend Moshe from the Moshe Dolan, Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov HaKudosh, is mitzchadish this pshat, and also the Kedushas Leidi in Shviyat is mazval derech there, and the Nesivis in Nachat Yankiv also says this itself. So I'll repeat it how the different emotions in this week said when Moshe Dalana brings it down. It brings down the Shem, the Zlach Shem and Magid. The Gemara says in Yimeh, אבל לא מבין כי אם כל התוידה כלי עד שלה ניתנה. אבל מבין אם אז מקיים זה הול תוידה עד שלה ניתנה, איבן מפור אז גיבו, וגמוד את זה, זה אפילו עיד את השיל, איבן ממצת זה להבונם, אבל לא מבין אם אז מקיים. זה זאת שמגד אז, מה אינף כמינה, זה דייד על הדוידה סוילם, איפה אבל מבין אם אז מקיים, זה תוידה לפני כמוד את התוידה או נעת, זה לא נגעי את האווה, אבל זה, איפה אבל מבין אם אז מקיים, זה תוידה מצס, before Kabbalah Satayda was before Kabbalah no Yid is in the Madaig of Abba Mavini and every Yid is after Kabbalah Satayda so my Bule Lamdaini Abba Mavini was Mekayim the Tayda before Kabbalah Satayda the God Shem Magid explains the Emerson it's not a guy that asked Take we are after Kabbalah Satayda to be Mekayim the Tayda actually Nitna the Gemude is coming to explain to us the Chashivis. We can see from here the Geudel Hamal of Hamadreiger of the Toyden Nimitz. The Amitzn is a Shreide Kasha. How could the Moish Avum Evini be Mekayim the Toyden Adshle Nimitzn? If the Toyden wasn't given, how did the Toyden is a Seichel Anishi? The Toyden is a Chochmes and the Kid. How is it possible for Avum Evini to be Masik, the Zohar Chochme, Tadi Agnesis, the Zayim Mitzvah to the Abuna? It's not so Magid. Yediye Natalia Mitzis and the Gemud is the Marcus the Mach Mitzis Esther Shesu Mitzis Leisis and Zwitnes Kenege the Mach Eivedim Shabu'udam and Shesu Gidim Shabu'udam a person has the Mach Eivedim and Shesu Gidim each Eiver and each Gid represents one Mitzis Esther or Mitzis Leisis. What's the Pshat that represents the Mitzis Esther Mitzis Leisis Kenege? The Pshat is just like a person has got the mach ayvedim and shesu gidim, the neshama also has the mach ayvedim and shesu gidim. There's a meslavish in the gift of a person, but the each ayve and each gid has got the pnimius of the neshama. Steigt sich mizei yisru. So just like the mach ayvedim and shesu gidim has to have chiyus to each Iva and each kid has to have chiyus through Toyda Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah which represents one of the Ikke Ivrim of the person, the Ikke Chiyus of a person, and there's mitzvah which represents a smaller limb or Iva of the Ramach Ivrim. But a person should be Kiloi. Believe him, he has to be Mekayim Kol HaTadiyak Mitzvah. So the Oshach HaKodesh Amazon touches in the last Pusik of Kehelef as the Kim Yidu Beset Tzvois of Shumaya Kizei Kol Udam. What's the Pshat Kizei Kol Udam? He's saying Shalom Eilef telling you the Kim Yidu Beset Tzvois of Shumaya to Mekayim the Mitzvah Esther Mitzvah Leisese Kizei Kol Udam. This is the whole binyan of Udam is the Toyda Mitzvah. You want to understand the pnimius of the Toyda Mitzvah, it's enough for you to know Kizei Kol Udam. Your chayis, the pnimius, Kizei Kol Udam, all the item of a person is Toyda and Kima Toyda Ba Mitzvah. And it's come out Befayish in the Toyda. Ki loy dubadai ki mirchem, ki hi chayaychem. The Toyda and the Mitzvah is the chayis of a person. So Be'emet is Dr. Magid says, just like we don't need a person knows naturally he has to eat and drink because no one needs to teach the tinnik that he's hungry. As soon as he's hungry he cries and he looks for food. The same thing a person Be'emet should his Ivedim should by themselves naturally be inclined to be Mekayim HaToyda Mitzvah. They should feel that for their chayis it's necessary for them to be Mekayim HaToyda Mitzvah. No one needs to teach it to them. It's natural for them to be Mekayim HaToyda Mitzvah in order for them to live, to be chayis, to have the chayis. The Midas Amvet the Kasha, how is Avraham Avinu Mekayim HaToyda Mitzvah? Because be Emerson to be Masik the Toyda, you don't need to be taught the Toyda when HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person will be Mezach himself, that he'll be able to feel, he will be tuned in to feel the needs of the Ramach Ivanim and the Shesu Gidim Urachim, naturally he will do the mitzvah. He won't know why he's doing it. He'll suddenly feel he's writing tefillin. He will suddenly feel he needs to be mekayim Shabbos. He's mekayim ayin tavshila. Now I understand why the Gemara wants to tell us that Avraham Avinu wasn't the kabbalah touch. What ma buzel elam daini? The Talmud says it's buzel elam daini. What's the madrage of Torah and mitzvah? So a person thinks Kadosh Baruch Hu was favored to Torah and mitzvah. To be mekayim gzayus hamelech, Chabad is tach gzayus hamelech. But the Gemara wants to teach us that the Torah and mitzvah is necessary for the chiyus of the person in order his. The mach ayvedim and shesu gidim udachnim should be chay, should be mekayim, should have the ashpur. He has to be mekayim toyde mitzvah ki chayayichem. So the Gemara wants to change the way a person looks at the kiyim atoyde mitzvah. So the Gemara brings the ayah. You see, Avraham Avinu was mekayim atoyde atshalei nitna. How could he be mekayim atoyde atshalei nitna? No one thought of him. Elmai the toyde and the mitzvah is abkedai kach chaydik of the chayis of a nefesh yisroel. That if he's Nezach himself, the Madraiga of Avraham Avinu, he will naturally be Mekayim the Toy the Mitzvah that anyone teaching us. So, Mizeh Bul Lamdain, even if we're not in the Madraiga of Avraham Avinu. But we should look at the Toy and the Mitzvah as if it's Chayayin. We should believe and we should understand that it's Mamish Chayayin Ibai Lechimayin. The Maile, we can now explain, Ili Kavul Lepna Hasina. It's written in the Gemara, B'shas, Yidin came to Har Sinai, Poske Ziham Musa. The Ziham from the Chet Udem Edition finished Yidin by Mesikin. They had the Tikkun, Gumma, from the Chet Udem Edition. The Meile, when Yidin came to Har Sinai, Yidin were massacred by themselves already the Toide. They didn't need to hear the Toide in Piyakodesh Baruch Hu. They came to the Madraiga of Avum Evini, Lifnai, and Udem Edition Koide Machet. The Meile, Yidin said Nasa. We are ready to do the mitzvah. We don't need to hear about Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's still Yah mitzvah. Koyel Hashem, Dibba Hashem Nasa. While the Madreige, that we ourselves understand the time mitzvah. We know that what we have to do. We don't need to hear about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Im kol zois, nishmu. We want to be mitzvah v'oisa, mipiya Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Because if a person is doing it for two reasons. First of all, Yidin knew they wouldn't always be in the Madreige. They were scared. They might fall for the Madreige. Meile, they want to hear mipiya Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly what happened. Yidin Uchayit Echet Waiga, they lost the Madraiga. But also because the Bimet Tzidah Vaisa, Yidin didn't want to do it Daik Elak Avon Mavini because they felt that that was the Chayit. They wanted to do it with Mitzidah Vaisa, to be Mekishim HaKudish Baruch Hu, to do it because HaKudish Baruch Hu Tzivaluni Lassu, to be Nochahayim Madraiga. And to understand we need to do it naturally, and also to do it because the Mitzidah Vaisa, and if the Mitzidah Vaisa, you're doing it with HaKudish Baruch Hu, with Tzavi, you're doing it with HaKudish Baruch Hu. Maile, that's what we say. Eli kavuni lefne Har Sinai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us before Har Sinai, and he made us into a madraige, poskei ziham musan, we already were master of the Torah by ourselves. Dayan, there would instead of being a gewaltig matuna that we were master of the Torah in the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did another chesed. Venusaluni is a Torah. He was mitzava as the Torah in case he would fall from this madraige, and also to be mezak as to be the madraige of mitzvah voice. It was Mezakas to give us the toilet which should be mitzvah. So this is the oimik of the Mal of Klal Yisrael, the Maskim Nasa Nishma. The Pshat is the Eden came to the Madraig of Maluchim. They were Mezakas the gift that they were able to be Maskim the toilet without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivi. Yet they still asked Nishmu, we want to be Kufik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be mitzvah v'oise Avudin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shall Yahzu, which is the Lishma, the last of the kind is called the Nizam Tosir.